Cougar Nation.
The Cougars picked it off, and in overtime they won it.
Every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in to Cougar Nation. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. We host Cougar Sports Saturday, every Saturday, noon to 3. You'll hear us this week. And, of course, Cougar Nation, I don't know, can we tease it yet? We will. Can we announce it?
I think we can tease it.
We're coming back with Cougar Nation for basketball season. We'll get the start date announced here soon.
Look, this football season had us a little woozy. We need to just quickly check in with our families, make sure that we're still okay. And then we're getting on all aboard the Hoops train, baby.
Cougar Nation will be back soon for basketball season, so stay tuned for that. So we'll be every Monday talking Big 12 hoops and BYU here on Cougar Nation. We're always taking your phone calls, 801-575-8255. You can hop in on board with us tonight. What needs to change for BYU football next season? Let's talk a little bit more about the coaching staff changes today. Steve Clark gone. Daryl Funk gone as well. Right moves. I know we kind of touched on a little bit, but where do you think BYU should go next moving forward now?
I would love to see, I mean, you can't hate on a return of Jeff Grimes. Like, and that's widely speculated because it's obvious to put the tea leaves together. He's been here multiple times. He's had success here. So
the only thing that you could hate on is just it's not an innovative hire.
No.
Like, it's just a retread. But
and I would
it
also,
would be a great – it'd be a nice get because that guy gets results at the O-line.
Yes. I would also – the one thing that I would consider – Is there someone young and up and coming that you could grab? You know that, so yeah. This name's been thrown around before. Ryan Pugh, maybe he makes a return or someone like that.
Trending up in the group of five ranks.
Trending up. The one thing that I would love to see is a dedicated quarterback coach. Mm. I just feel like, man, how do you effectively coach that group while also having to worry about the whole offensive scheme? It's just the quarterback play this year, it took a dip. Let's call it what it is. And last year, too, there was nobody ready after Jaren Hall. That's also not acceptable in today's day and age of college football, where the odds are you play multiple quarterbacks just like BYU did this year. How did they not have someone ready last year? So help Aaron Roderick in that regard by bringing in a dedicated quarterback coach.
At that quarterback spot, I'd honestly be okay with going with the analyst, Matt Mitchell, because he's got a great working relationship with Aaron Roderick. He's been working with the quarterbacks already. I'd be okay if that's what ended up happening, where you do hire, say, in a hypothetical, Jeff Grimes. Maybe he takes over O-line, tight end, associate head coach, run game coordinator. And then you have Matt Mitchell, who has also worked with Grimes. He went to Baylor with Grimes. That makes sense to me. It seems like that fits. Can they check egos at the door? Because, let's face it, I think that would be an interesting dynamic in a hypothetical here if Grimes did come back. He was once the OC. He was the guy that brought in A-Rod with Kalani. Kalani was heavily involved with that. But does that work where it's A-Rod's offense? That would be something that you'd sort out if that day
comes. And
that's
assuming Jeff Grimes wants to return. Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah. And that's very true, too, because if he could get a head coaching job, I mean, there's only 130-something men that can say they're an FBS head coach. And, look, if you could get to 5-6 wins at UTEP on an annual basis, you're going to have job security. You're going to make probably $1 million-something dollars and have a guaranteed seven-figure salary. Yeah, and he could probably pull down $1 million in the SEC. All the TV money that league's going to be pulling down with ESPN going forward, and his track record from LSU, like their heyday of putting out great O-linemen, Jeff Grimes could definitely probably be $1 million offensive line coach. So to assume that he would just be a slam dunk for BYU is definitely foolish. But I think also what's the appeal to BYU for someone like Grimes, he knows he's got coachable guys here. He knows he can recruit here. He knows he can have NFL linemen here. And you get a little bit of work-life balance, too. And I know that fans don't want to hear that. I think everyone wants to hear, you're working 22 hours a day. You're sweating. Like, you're just never sleeping, and you're grinding to win a Big 12 title. I get that, but that's not the reality. You get Sundays off. Kalani gives you
and
the chance.
And there's more security here than most college places.
And Kalani gives you the chance to leave at 7 o'clock. Like, he's not telling you, hey, stay in the sleep in the office and stay here all night until we get something fixed. Yep. Like, he's got a little perspective. And I think there's some value, and that's why a lot of coaches do want to stay here because and come back here, even if they are a retread name that you've heard a lot. So, and honestly, too, there's I got to imagine there's some coaches that maybe would say, you know, BYU would be an interesting spot, but I don't know if I could recruit there. If they have no familiarity with BYU, the program, because like, let's face it, when we talk about you got to hit it out of the park with LDS recruits and in-state, if you don't have strong connections on that front, does that work for some position coach? Especially on the O-line where there's humongous LDS prospects along the trenches. There's a lot of Polynesians. There's a lot of big LDS men, young men, that could play O-line. That's a position that always should be good at BYU. Yeah. No excuses. They've recruited a high level at that position for decades. The drop-off the experience this year was just inexcusable. And we called it. I mean, coming into the season, we said, we love the personnel in this O-line. We on our season preview on Cougar Sports Saturday, but will they live up to the hype? How many years in a row now have we said, this O-line is going to be awesome, and they don't live up to it? The whole Daryl Funk era was plagued by that, yeah, I thought.
And the concern that we nailed in the beginning of the year was, why can't we find five guys here? Why we're in camp, it was, we're splitting reps, this guy here, this
you
guy.
Hit it on the head coming out of spring or in fall camp. You said, say out loud, I remember this line you said because it just stuck with me. Say out loud, why would you switch out Connor Pay, who took every snap in spring at center, and now switch him to guard? Like, say that
That's
out loud.
That's good for his NFL prospects,
like,
Mitch.
It just didn't make sense.
Right.
BYU's O-line got better when Connor Pay was at center and Paul Miley was at guard. Funk was infatuated with Miley at center and Pay at guard, and it just never made sense. And it was the slow start where you're coming out of the gates against Sam Houston, scoring only 14 points. Like, BYU barely had success against a 2-9 football team, or 2-10. Sam Houston was terrible this year. So,
you're trying to tell me the meatball didn't live up to hype?
BYU was fortunate that first month of the season was light.
Totally.
That's why we said coming into the year there was a chance for 5-0 start.
Yep.
Despite this team's deficiencies, 5-0 was on the table. And, you know, Slovis was healthy during that month, and they had some moments against Kansas. They were pretty good, but it just didn't work out. And now an offseason, not of overhaul change, but there's got to be some change in that locker room. There's got to be some change in the mindset, the mentality, knowing you know now how difficult the Big 12 schedule is. It's got to change inside that locker room.
Can I say, too, there needs to be a high premium on, one, of course, hitting the portal and bringing as much talent as you can. But 1B to that would be you have to retain as many players as you can. I know that maybe there's not a lot of stars there, Mitch, but you've got to find a way to keep some talent.
Like basketball.
Like basketball is the perfect example. The first time in years that Pope decides, let's just keep it in-house, they figure it out.
Cougar Nation brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth. Subscribe to the podcast on all podcasting platforms and KSLSports.com. Appreciate all of you calling in this football season. Our first football season here on Cougar Nation. Looking forward to hopefully many more. So for Matt Biamonte, Mitch Harper, producer Nate Slack, talk to you next time here on Cougar Nation.